The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Business Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericabusiness.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
The views expressed by Jordan Kimmel do not represent the views of Boyer Asset Management and its affiliates. Any opinions expressed by Mr. Kimmel and any of the participants during the course of this show are not to be considered an offering of securities and investment advice.
Good morning. Welcome to Magnet Investing with Jordan Kimmel, the show that will take you through the ever-changing world of investing for a profit. Now, here's the host of Magnet Investing, Jordan Kimmel.
And good morning. Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to Magnet Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel. And there is just, believe it or not, too much to go over in an hour. Hour's a long time. We're going to cover an awful lot. Later on in the show, a quarter past the hour, we're going to bring on a good friend, an old friend, Jeffrey Hirsch. With his dad, Yale Hirsch has been putting out the Stock Traders Almanac for many years, a delight to get year after year. We'll talk to Jeff at quarter past the hour, and he's introducing us to a friend, a new guest that has not been on the show before. We're going to be real happy to bring on Bill Stanton, who's an MBA, a chartered financial analyst, and a coach to America's Families. So let's just say in the beginning, there's a couple groundbreaking things at Magnet to talk about. You followed me, many of you followed me for almost 25 years in the financial business, 10 years really working with individuals, then the next 15 years running private funds. Now, a couple of months ago, I tried joining forces with a value investor. And you know what I noticed, folks? The fact of the matter is I talk about this all the time in both my books. I talk about it all the time. You have to know who you actually are to really make money in the market. And the idea of buying a new low and waiting 6 years for it to turn around was just not my style. So I want to ask, and this is very important for the listeners, I really need some feedback here right now. The next thing I'm going to do, the next opportunity I think is the most dramatic yet in my career. Going back to all Magnet here right now, I'm going to join a firm that will allow you, an individual investor, to see my own portfolio and see the portfolio being traded live with me as a coach showing the top-ranked Magnet stocks, digging deeper to look at the chart setup, and then allow you to actually see me as I'm literally trading my own money, trading the account, and giving advice to individuals based upon the Magnet stock selection process. So this is all going to happen next week. We'll share a new set of numbers, a new website to visit. And folks, I think it's really the best thing of all, because what I've really shared is saying it and doing it are two different things. I'll also be putting out a newsletter like we did years ago with Forbes that had dramatically great returns. We were asked to shut it off when I was advising to institutions that didn't want to share the numbers. We're going to go back to what I'm calling complete and total transparency. And I believe, again, you know, the sister theme I've been talking about, and we've been running a show now for almost 7 months on the sister station, Voice America Variety, called Trust Across America. And if you haven't been over to that website, folks, at trustacrossamerica.com, we're actually taking the approach of blending the Magnet stock selection process with some corporate governance, sustainability, transparency, and basically, in effect, what makes companies trustworthy to create a product for individual investors, not to get the hottest stock, the hottest sector, the hottest quarterly anything, but actually the list of companies that act a certain way that are the most trustworthy. And that's the other thing I'm doing. So I got to tell you, it's probably the most exciting part of my entire career. And what's really interesting is I was on Closing Bell last night at CNBC. The day before, I was on for a full hour over on Fox. It was Election Day. Even though I was on for that period of time, you still don't even get a chance to complete your thoughts like we do on this show. So what we've been doing on the Voice America Magnet Investing Show is bringing on the absolute top leaders in our industry. We brought on Aaron Brown, risk manager to a $39 billion portfolio. We brought on Jimmy Rogers, perhaps the single greatest investor of our era right now. So, you know, I'm having a ton of fun with this, but the main thing you have to recognize, and I guess my frustration, which is why I originally left the retail business, is the public has been almost, I don't know how well they've been trained to sell the bottom and to buy the top. And so what happens is, even if you have the greatest stock selection process, if you can't control your emotions, if you can't buy when fear is around, if you can't sell when enthusiasm is overly rampant, then you're just really kind of stuck behind an eight ball. And yes, with good stock selection, you can probably generate good returns. If you can't match stock selection, portfolio management, and a reading of conditions in the market, you don't have basically the full picture. So what I could tell you, and I've been saying it on this show since the March 09 bottom, that this is historic. This is not a trade. This is not a bounce in a bear market. And we've had guests on, you know, who are absolutely bearish, telling you to be 100% in cash. I let them come on because I believe you need to hear other people's points of view, which is why I don't talk for the full hour. But I'm telling you as clear as day, this is what a bull market looks like. This is when the best gains come around. When is it? Well, when the public continues to sit around and tell you, but, here's the reason the sky is going to fall, and here's the reason you can't get invested. If you are able to just back away and have no emotions and ask yourself a couple questions, what does the advanced decline line look like? What about the number of new highs and new lows? Are they increasing or decreasing? This is exactly what we were doing in our newsletter to tell you where and when the environment was healthy. Now, folks, if you got a great golf game and you're playing in a huge lightning storm, chances are it doesn't matter what your score is. You shouldn't be out there. Follow? So what we have right now is complete blue skies, and people are now asking, of course, what you'd expect them to ask. Well, is it too late to get in? But let me tell you what we saw just in yesterday's market, if you will. A total in all three stock markets, New York, NASDAQ and American, of course, we're just talking domestic, a total number of two companies trading above $20, making a new low. Just two of them. Where we go into the new high area of the 400 new highs, it is just splattered with all growth sectors, even real estate. You have 18 companies in real estate making a new high, which might surprise me, but again, I'm not interested in what I believe. I'm interested in what I see. Energy, retail, telecom, software, medical, transports. Folks, if you don't recognize this is a bull market, well, then you're doomed to just kind of sit around at maybe 1%, 2%, 0%. And what can I tell you? But the fact of the matter really is what you have here right now is people aren't being paid to wait in the money market. They're receiving next to zero, and this is all happening in light of a market that is ripping. Now, if you dig a little deeper and you say, well, I don't want to invest in the whole market. I want to invest in the subset. And for us, the subset is the magnet stocks, the companies with the combination of growth, value, and momentum that absolutely put them on the tip of the bell curve, the best of the best, simply generating more cash, faster, higher margins, stocks still going up, institutions climbing aboard, and you say, well, how many of them could there be like that? And the point is, you only need 10 or 20 of them if you're an individual. Even if you're an institution managing billions, you basically only need 25 to 30 of these companies of the 10,000 companies that are out there. So it's a matter of being incredibly discriminating and then knowing how to manage a portfolio. But I think later on in the show, you know, when I bring on Jeff Hirsch from the Almanac, I'm curious to hear his views. Almost everybody I talk to is significantly more tempered than I am. They're looking for what could go wrong, which is always what you want to ask. What could go wrong? But folks, if something goes wrong, it shows up immediately in the advanced decline line. It shows up in the number of new highs and new lows ratio. And what happens is, I've said it over and over again, a dog doesn't come over and bite you in the neck. There are warning signs. There's a growl. There's a posture. There's a movement of the tail and the teeth. And, folks, if you're putting your fingers in the dog's mouth while it's growling, well, you maybe need to learn your signals a little bit better. But the fact of the matter is, the market, while not easy, is also not as complicated or as difficult as people like to make it out. The Magnet Method of Investing, the first book I wrote, The Magnet Method, The Magnet Investing, more than 10 years ago, all about demystifying the market and making it a little bit simpler. And yesterday, as I'm on CNBC, there was a comment made right before the interview that the markets are kind of terrible, trading is kind of terrible, and hey, let's talk about the GM IPO, which is what I accommodated them with. But I really felt like just taking the mic and saying, what are you talking about? The market's not trading well. You have to see what's going on with Magnet stocks, the Magnet portfolio, and like I said, in just a week's time, you'll be able to log on to a website, see me, literally talk to me live while I'm managing money. And how can I do that? Because, frankly, I'm not a day trader. Okay, we're looking to, well, we'll show you the whole process. We'll go soup to nuts. And by the way, on that same website, there are traders that are what's called income traders, and they are trading the market hard, and they are buying and selling, taking the profits off the table, and that's one way to earn a living. And so all I can say, folks, is that I'm having probably more fun in an environment where everyone's walking around depressed. Maybe it was because I learned how to control my emotions and use my strength to the maximum. So after this quick break, what we're going to look to do is we're going to bring on Jeffrey Hirsch. And Jeff is an old friend, one of the older friends in the business. The Stock Traders Almanac is sitting right in front of me for 2011. It's actually something everyone should have on their business desk. We'll be right back following the quick break with Jeff Hirsch.
Stocks, bonds, investment opportunities, financial news, and talk. We can help. Call us now toll-free, 866-472-5790. 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
Listen for Trust Across America every week on the Voice America Variety Channel. Tune in as host Jordan Kimmel is joined by national experts in the fields of accounting, finance, organizational behavior, and sustainability, as well as companies that are applying strategies that are enabling them to be recognized as doing the right thing by the American Trust Awards. Your host, Jordan Kimmel, is himself a trusted professional with years of experience in applying strategies and consulting with today's leading firms. Trust Across America is heard Wednesdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, on Voice America Variety. Are you tired? tired of the government squandering your tax dollars on bailouts and overpaid bureaucrats? On Free Markets with Dr. Mike Beitler, Mike Beitler and his guests explain why big government regulations are the problem and innovative businesses and free markets are the solution. Listen to Free Markets with Dr. Mike Beitler, Thursday mornings at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Pacific, on the Voice America Business Network.
Are you ready to grow your business? Listen for the Independent Business Owner Show with your coach, Rick Corrado. This entertaining talk radio program will bring you the tools to help increase your business. You'll learn sales success, time management, lead generation, business development, life balance, and much more. Rick Corrado is here to help you take your business to the next level. Listen for the Independent Business Owner Show, heard live every Monday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Business Network. When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
You're logged on to Magna Investing with Jordan Kimmel. If you would like to call in with a question or comment for Jordan or his guests, dial toll-free at 866-472-5790. Once again, that number is 866-472-5790. Let's get back to another segment of Magna Investing. Here's Jordan Kimmel.
And welcome back, everybody, to Magna Investing. And I am thrilled to bring on an old friend, a good friend, Jeffrey Hirsch, the editor in chief and president of the Stock Traders Almanac. And before I bring on Jeff, I just have to share with the listeners here, for 10 years before I met Jeff, I was buying the Stock Traders Almanac every year. It's a fantastic tool, full of great quotes, and helps you kind of learn history so you can benefit from it. About 1997, I first met Jeff and his dad, Yale, and we've been friends ever since. We love the product. We love Jeff's insights. He's all over the media. Jeff Hirsch, thanks for joining us today.
Oh, pleasure, Jordan. Thanks for having me again.
Well, let me just, you know, I'll let you get into it. One of the things, and really it's an important part of the Almanac, but it's only one of the features. I know you guys highlight the presidential cycle and all kinds of cycles in the book. Why don't you kind of share with the listeners who don't have an almanac on their desk yet, you know, how the almanac is laid out, what is intent all about?
Well, I guess the broader layout is sort of the four-year, rotating pattern there. We sort of follow the four-year cycle presidential stock market cycle, where you have the post-election year edition, midterm election year edition, which would be the 2010, the pre-election year edition, which is the 2011, that's out right now in websites and bookstores all over the place, and then the election year edition, which would be 2012. We find that the symbiotic relationship between Washington and Wall Street is so strong that it warrants tracking along with the almanac and sort of the four-year calendar along with the annual calendar of holiday trading and different monthly patterns where you see stronger markets at the beginning, ends, and middles of months. You see weak markets during the 2:30 hour generally, and stronger closes. So aside from the 4-year cycle, for each edition, we have the almanac laid out through the year with all of the pertinent seasonal patterns, indicators, trading strategies at that relevant time of the year, located at the right spot in the book. And then in the back, we have a lot of background data, closing prices, percent changes for months, best and worst days, months, quarters, years, annual highs, lows, and closes going back to 1900. We've got the bulls and bear markets since 1900, all sorts of different data explaining the seasonalities and patterns that are sort of loaded in the front end with a diary page, a calendar on the right side for you to make notes in. And, of course, I know one of your favorites is all the quotes. We have the sort of motivational, inspirational, and wise quotations we feature on every trading day of the year.
Right, right, Jeff. You know, there's so much in it. I'll even tell one more thing that I love that you kind of made a little bit more easy to use the Gerald Lowe battle plan for investment survival, this great survival checklist. I think here's the sum it up, Jeff. What I see is people who don't understand, they say history are doomed to repeat it. You actually improve it by saying profit from history,
right,
but also get to know yourself, get to know your own trading, and that's the only way an investor or trader can improve. What do you think of that?
You have to know, it's almost like the pitcher. You know, some days, you know what you have, your fastball, your curveball, slider, whatever it is. But there's some days where certain pitches are working better than others, and you have to be able to adjust with that also. So, I think there are certain parts of your portfolio that work at different times better than others, and you have to move with that. And you also have to have a general game plan. And you were referring to our strategy and planning and record section in the back, which we've trimmed down over the years and offer it up on our through our website. Anyone who wants to print that or download it, but we've trimmed that down to make room for more data. You know, we've added Russell 2000 and 1000 data over the years and expanded a lot of things. So we've made more room, but there's still the educational aspect of giving the reader an idea of how to set up the indicators and how to track them, and of course the how to evaluate any given stock with the Gerald Loeb survival checklist.
Right, and so let's also talk about this. Let's let the readers know, in case they haven't got their own copy yet of the Magnet Method of Investing, you actually were kind enough to write the foreword for it, and your relationship with Wiley and your newsletter that you offer. Rather than, one of the things I really like, Jeff, rather than only tell your own point of view, you follow something that I do too, is bringing on leading experts to help them contribute to your newsletter.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you talk a little bit about the newsletter, what you offer, and how that's accessible?
Well, we've gone fully digital. We've converted what was a monthly printed newsletter to a digital e-newsletter where we have two weekly alerts that come out on Tuesday and Thursday, featuring ranging from the stuff that we write. I'll do a monthly strategy roundup of what to look for in November and a pulse of the market as to where we're at. Relevant to this time of year and this year, the midterm elections, did a lot of stuff on the big September. And we also feature stuff out of the Commodity Traders Almanac, where we'll have John Person, our co-author, on there, who's a top veteran commodity and trader of everything. He does stocks, futures, Forex, so he gives us his insights. Sometimes we'll even get you to write something once in a while if we can. We have Bill Staten, who I think you're going to be speaking with a little while, who talks about his consistent dividend paying stocks that have amassed gains over the years, and he has a portfolio of 13 called the Baker's Dozen, which he talks about once a month. We have David Fried, who writes the buyback letter, comes in and talks about the portfolios of the stocks he's selecting from companies that are buying back lots of shares. And those are some of the regulars. We also get Adam Hutt, who's a micro-cap hedge fund manager, who gives us some wonderful micro and small-cap stock selections. And we have an ETF feature where we talk about seasonal sector trading with ETFs and some special situations with different things that we see with sectors that are positioned well for the long term. So there's quite a lot that we offer in the newsletter service and the website, and all of that you can access and look at our website, of course, stocktradersalmanac.com.
Right. And, Jeff, so what I'll let you do is, I know they bring you on the major media probably, especially around, election times and so on. I don't know if there's anything that we're not going to ask you to make a bold prediction unless there's anything on your mind, any direction you want to go. What are you thinking about?
Well, I did make a bold prediction in this the new edition of the Stock Traders Almanac. But the thing that's on my mind right now, and with the media, what they've been asking the financial press about the midterm election, is that along that the 4-year cycle pattern, is that we're sitting here, and this is what I've been talking about for several weeks and recently, is the sweet spot of the 4-year cycle. A lot of people in the country have been focused on what's better for the market, Republicans, Democrats, and while there is validity to that discussion and debate, the point that I try to highlight is that it's not so much that it matters who's in office, it's the fact that there's people running for office, and that drives their actions and the kinds of policies and initiatives and legislation they try to push through. which impacts the market. That's why we have the third year of the president's cycle next year, 2011, the pre-election year that I mentioned, that hasn't had a losing year since 1939 when Germany invaded Poland. And that's what we believe the cause of that is the priming of the pump, the fact that every president is trying to keep himself or herself or their party in power for another 4 years, and they're going to do everything that they can. After the first 2 years of their term, where they push through some, perhaps a little more difficult to swallow policy initiatives and legislation, and that third year, they really try to put money back in the pockets of people, get the job market going, which is what they're going to have to do this time around as well, and it tends to drive the market higher in the third year. So the sweet spot that I speak of is the fourth quarter of the midterm year, the first quarter of the pre-election year, and that's right where we are right now. We see, more big gains today. We had a pretty good sized October. October is the best month of the midterm year. November is the second best month of the midterm year. And that combination back-to-back two quarters since 49 has averaged, 14.4% for the Dow, 15% for the S&P, and 24% since 71 for NASDAQ. So we're looking at a pretty ripe position in the four-year cycle for the stock market right now.
Right. And what's funny to me, Jeff, we talk about trying to control your emotions. All this is taking place as the market just kind of exited a bear market. We exited a recession. People are looking behind them saying, wait a second, now the market's at a high for the year. Am I too late already? I'm amused by the question, but I'm not sure exactly what your bold prediction is. I didn't get to it, but I also know that one of the things your father, Yale, had come out with is this dramatic thing, and I saw it in this almanac, and he's not predicting it necessarily, but talking about potential 50%
right.
move. Talk about that and from where it starts and where that ends.
Well, again, this is part of that big four-year cycle that we, put a lot of thought and focus on, and that's from the midterm low, which would so far, when we think it's in, was back in July, to the pre-election year high, which would be the 2011 high. The Dow has averaged about 50%, 5-0, gains since 1914.
Amazing number. It's an amazing number.
It's amazing.
Where does that put us?
Well, what did we have, 96? I mean, we're looking at,
new highs in the Dow. Over
new highs in the Dow, just barely.
And that's
not,
that's
it's not to say that
more.
It's right at the old highs. We may not get all of the 50%. We've already tacked on about 15 or so, a little bit more now, since the low. We do have a more difficult economic situation than we've had at different times. I mean, the 90s, early part of the 21st century, things were a little bit rosier. We still have some lingering effects of fallout from the crisis and the recession. We have issues with tepid job growth and housing market woes. So I'm not sure we're going to get all 50%, but we're going to get a good chunk of it.
Right. And you know what, Jeff? I'm going to handle and dispel some of the myths about our problems in our last segment. We don't have enough time for that today. We have a couple minutes left. Why don't you, again, just share right here the contact information. I think is simple. StockTradersAlmanac.com. They can
right.
find all your newsletter, all your information.
Correct.
Perfect. Jeff, listen, thanks for your time. I love hearing you come on, and I am personally paging through the Almanac, flagging my favorite quotes of the year. Folks, if you don't have a Stock Traders Almanac on your desk, you're not investing in yourself. So that's all I can say. Jeff, have a great weekend ahead. Thanks for joining us today.
My pleasure, Jordan. Thank you.
All righty. And folks, when we come back from the break, we're going to bring on a Stock Trader Almanac contributor. We're going to bring on Bill Staton, a MBA, a CFA, goes by a great name, America's Money Coach. We'll bring on Bill following this break. Stick with us. Very conservative and a very excellent track record. We'll be right back with Bill Staton right after this.
Markets up or down, or if you're looking to improve your portfolio, our experts are ready to talk to you. Call Call now, toll free, 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
Listen for Trust Across America every week on the Voice America Variety Channel. Tune in as host Jordan Kimmel is joined by national experts in the fields of accounting, finance, organizational behavior, and sustainability, as well as companies that are applying strategies that are enabling them to be recognized as doing the right thing by the American Trust Awards. Your host, Jordan Kimmel, is himself a trusted professional with years of experience in applying strategies and consulting with today's leading firms. Trust Across America is heard Wednesdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, on Voice America Variety. These days, everyone is looking for information on staying young, healthy, and fit. The Voice America Health and Wellness Network is here to help you on your quest to better health and a better you. We talk about everything from diet, fitness, and aging to substance abuse, personal growth, mental health, and much more. Learn from our experts who cover health and wellness from traditional and holistic perspectives. Tune in to the Voice America Health and Wellness Network. Healthy living starts here.
At your maximum potential, you need to have all aspects of your life working properly. On Mind, Brain, and Body, Dr. Michael John Kell will bring you honest, open discussions concerning your physical, mental, and financial health. If you're ready to find purpose and meaning in your life, tune in to Mind, Brain, and Body every Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific. Mind, Brain, and Body on Voice America Health and Wellness. Radio dedicated to your health, wealth, wisdom, and purpose.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
You're logged on to Magna Investing with Jordan Kimmel. If you would like to call in with a question or comment for Jordan or his guest, dial toll-free at 866-472-5790. Once again, that number is 866-472-5790. Let's get back to another segment of Magna Investing. Here's Jordan Kimmel.
And everybody, welcome back to Magna Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel. And it is a pleasure to bring on someone introduced to me by Jeff Hirsch over at the Almanac. We're going to bring on Bill Staton, who is both an MBA and a chartered financial analyst. Goes by the moniker of America's Money Coach. And Bill, thanks so much for joining us today.
My pleasure, Jordan. Glad to be with you. I was on a television show about 15 or so years ago, and somebody introduced me as America's Money Coach, and I kind of liked it, so I trademarked it.
Oh, I love it. I think it's a lot of fun. And, Bill, before we get into the meat of today's discussion, I want to mention over the last maybe 10 years, Jeff Hirsch has brought your name up as someone who's not only really experienced and really good, but also, you know, someone who is conservative, but who has really done some exceptional work with some research. I don't know a whole lot about you. I've read some articles you've written that have been right on the money. Can you give us a little bit more bio background, and then we'll get into like the meat of what you're thinking about these days?
Oh, sure, Jordan. Quite simply, I've been in the investment business almost 40 years. I started out with a regional firm here years ago that later ended up as part of Wells Fargo. But 20-some years ago, I came up with the idea, what if we could identify all of the U.S.-based publicly traded companies that have at least 10 years in a row of higher earnings and or dividends per share? So I created a universe of 425 companies I found that qualified and trademarked it as America's finest companies. So we do two things that are unique among all money managers as far as I know. Number one, we only invest in America's finest companies, those that have paid a higher dividend a minimum 10 years in a row. And second, we use one of three different methodologies that Benjamin Graham identified decades ago for what he called a conservative enterprising investor. Two of those methodologies don't work for us because they're somewhat high risk, but the third one works quite well as part of America's finest companies, and that is identifying big, financially stable value companies that are temporarily out of favor. Johnson & Johnson's about where it was 6 or 7 years ago. Ditto for ExxonMobil. Walmart stores is right where it was 13 years ago, even though the company is four times larger and stronger than ever. So that's what we look for, and we've done quite well during the debacle in 2008 when Warren Buffett said it was his worst year ever. Our largest account, which had no restrictions on it whatsoever, when the market was down 37 and we were down 19, and that was with an all-equity portfolio. So we felt pretty good about that, and we continue to find all kinds of excellent values like Medtronic in the medical device field. Our daughter happens to have one of their defibrillator pacemakers, so we're quite familiar with them. So there's a lot of opportunity out there in the marketplace today, and for the first time in my career, I have never seen so many bluest of the blue chip companies that an individual or a money manager is able to purchase at not even a premium to the valuation of the S&P or the Dow. So when those opportunities crop up, we have to take advantage of them.
Right. Well, let's even take it a step back further, and I have to throw in just a quick disclaimer. We make no recommendations to buy stocks or recommend stocks here. Everyone needs to do their own homework, and so I just want to make sure we just throw out that disclaimer. But even more important, Bill, to the discount to the S&P, you know, I noticed, first of all, your Baker's Dozen portfolio, I think it's in the last almanac, has just had an outrageously strong return versus the market. But what I noticed is the dividend yield, which doesn't include, obviously, future dividend increases and earning increases, which drives the price higher, but the absolute dividend yield is higher than the yield you can get on a 10-year Treasury right now.
Exactly.
Which really speaks for the fear and the opportunity the market generates. Maybe you want to talk about the fact is many people discount the importance of dividends. Obviously, it's a cornerstone to what you do. Maybe you talk about the income from dividend increases and the absolute dividend now versus, you know, what's probably a bad investment, a 10-year Treasury now.
Well, simple example. About 2 months ago, Johnson & Johnson did a big bond offering, as has Walmart, IBM, and a number of other blue-chip companies, we think, to take advantage of super low interest rates, which, by the way, Jordan, in some instances, are lower now even than they were during the Great Depression. So people who are worried, who are saying, well, bond prices might go higher because we're going into a depression, well, what do you have right now? And the day that Johnson & Johnson sold the 10-year bonds, they yielded 2.95%. And they were oversubscribed. That same day, the stock closed with a yield of 3.7%. Here's a company that's paid a higher dividend 48 years in a row, is one of four AAA-rated industrial companies, and we had to ask ourselves, my God, if they think that kind of a stock is in jeopardy, you know, what is wrong with people? But fear drives people to do a lot of crazy and irrational things, and that's what they're doing right now. And every study we've ever seen, particularly those going back to World War II, clearly show that dividend-paying stocks outperform stocks that don't pay dividends. But then we go further and make sure what our clients own are dividend-paying stocks where they continue to raise the dividend every single year. There are a number like 3M and Dover Corp, to mention two, Procter & Gamble, the third one, that have paid a higher annual dividend for more than five decades. I mean, what is it that people want, you know?
Well, you know what it is as we all know right now, people want a return of their money. I think it's so sad that opportunities exist like this and people are looking in the rearview mirror. But I think that one of the things you're doing unique is I know there's other strategies which combined, you know, dividend increases, but I love the concept of combining a value approach at Graham & Dodd and combining it on a dividend. Here's a big question. You're a CFA. I'm real interested in your opinion. You couldn't build a portfolio like this by over-diversifying. There's just not enough names there. So my question is, are you safe enough with just these names? They're that high quality. They're different groups. Tell me if, in fact, a Baker's Dozen, if you need more diversification, you know, up than that.
Well, and typically in a managed, the Baker's Dozen started out in a newsletter that we began, an e-digest about 10 years ago. And we started the portfolio on June 18th, 2000, right as the Dow and the S&P 500 we're rolling over. It's always been 13 stocks. It's always been fully invested. They've all been in America's finest company. So our feeling was, for most people who were getting the newsletter, 13 or 14 companies is, you know, is enough. In our managed accounts, though, we don't normally go beyond about 20 or 22 companies, even if it's a multi-million-dollar portfolio. And if you look at Warren Buffett's holdings, I mean, basically about 30 holdings of publicly traded companies, and that's it. So I think if you continue to add name after name after name, you are probably going to build more mediocrity into your portfolio simply because your obvious first 10 picks would be the best as far as you can determine them. So your 20th pick, you have to believe, is not probably going to be as good, you know, as your 9th or 10th. So that's kind of the way we look at it.
Well, I'm with you, you know, 2,000% on that. And I also want to, you know, note, I don't want to get you in trouble. I know, I believe you're an RIA. I know you're managing money.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so, you know, there's things you can't say, and I want to be real careful. I know that
Thank
the Baker's Dozen has had, you know, the documented 23% annualized return during maybe the worst market environment ever, and that's a testimony to the stock selection. Maybe what I'd love you to do, if you could, you know, I know you're managing money. You're not only writing, but you're, you know, one of the rare guys who both manage and write. Share your contact information with people if they want to get either the newsletter through the Almanac, they want to contact you directly for money management. How do they reach you?
Well, we're in the process of redoing our state and financial website, but you can get contact information on the homepage by going to stateandfinancial.com. That's S-T-A-T-O-N, stateandfinancial.com. And our phone number and our email address and our mailing address is on there, and we would be happy to talk with anyone. Our minimum annual fee is only $4,000, so we can accommodate, you know, a portfolio of $300,000 or $400,000, and of course they can go up from there. And I think people will be real happy. The Baker's Dozen is quote unquote our track record, if you will. The SEC is very specific about how you promote a track record, so we don't spend $25,000 or $30,000 a year auditing it. You know,
I'm well aware of that. And so let me throw out another thing. I hear you talking about the valuations. You know, clearly you've got to be somewhat in the bullish camp. I tend to be maybe too bullish at times, so maybe temper me a little bit. Is there anything that deeply concerns you, or do you think the valuation's just baked in, you need to be fully invested here?
Well, two different studies, one by S&P itself, which has had the S&P 500 index since 1926, and Jeremy Grantham and his firm up in Boston have clearly identified that over longer periods of time, if you invest in large, financially stable, blue-chip-type companies, and they don't even have to be as good as what's in America's finest, you typically outperform the market by about 40% a year. Grantham has the documentation going all the way back to 1958. S&P has the documentation going back to 1926. Well, since 1926, the S&P has compounded at 9.8% a year. So 40% on top of that is, you know, more than 13% a year. And if you look at the last 30 years, which included the worst 10-year calendar period in history, it's been 11.2% for the S&P, and put 40% on top of that is 15% a year. But you've got to buy the highest quality, and right now you have an opportunity, maybe once in a lifetime, to buy these stocks on the cheap relative to the market.
Well, you know, I agree with you 1,000%, Bill. I'm sorry it took this long for you and I to talk. Sorry it took so long to bring you on the show. I'd love to have you back.
Anytime. Happy
and
to.
Let me just say that your track record, your approach is just absolutely out of sight. I've been in the business a long time. I haven't seen a track record like this with that conservative approach. So keep doing what you're doing, and really thanks for joining us.
We'll do it, my friend. Today. Anytime. Have a great day.
You got it, Bill.
Take care.
And,
bye-bye.
Folks, we do need a quick sponsor. Music in the Year says it's time to go to the sponsors. I have some things saved for the last segment I need you to listen to. We'll be right back following the quick break.
We'll be right back. the market's up or down, or if you're looking to improve your portfolio, our experts are ready to talk to you. Call now, toll free, 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
Listen for Trust Across America every week on the Voice America Variety Channel. Tune in as host Jordan Kimmel is joined by national experts in the fields of accounting, finance, organizational behavior, and sustainability, as well as companies that are applying strategies that are enabling them to be recognized as doing the right thing by the American Trust Awards. Your host, Jordan Kimmel, is himself a trusted professional with years of experience in applying strategies and consulting with today's leading firms. Trust Across America is heard Wednesdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, on Voice America Variety.
Frankly Speaking About Cancer is a program designed to empower survivors and their caregivers to deal with the social and emotional challenges of cancer. Drawing on resources from wellness communities throughout America and abroad, the show will invite physicians, researchers, nurses, social workers, patients, and caregivers to share their advice on how to live a better life with cancer. Join host Kim Tibaldo, President and CEO of the Wellness Community, Tuesday afternoons at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Network.
From the boardroom to you, Voice America Business Network.
You're logged on to Magna Investing with Jordan Kimmel. If you would like to call in with a question or comment for Jordan or his guest, dial toll free at 866-472-5790. Once again, that number is 866-472-5790. Let's get back to another segment of Magna Investing. Here's Jordan Kimmel.
And welcome back one more time to Voice America's edition here of Magna Investing. It's a thrill to be with you every week. It's really one of my favorite hours of the week. And let me just do two things. I need to dispel a major myth which may help you get yourself out of the funk, out of the money market, and making some money. And then I want to make sure we get back to where I'm going next, this concept of being able to trade transparently, literally, so you can see when I'm putting in an order, when I'm selling, when I'm buying. And, you know, we've had a great run on this show. We're not sure how many people are listening, how many people are really focused in. What I'd like you to do is, if you don't have a copy of the Magnet Method of Investing, I only have a few of those. They're available all over the bookstores, at Amazon, all the major things. Take a look at that. But for the first 30 people who email in to Jordan, J-O-R-D-A-N, at magnetinvesting.com, we're going to try to find you a complimentary copy of Magnet Investing, the original book that came out 10 years ago with the magnet formula printed right in it. So let me know who's listening. Let me know how really interested you are in what we're doing. Send an email over to Jordan at Magnet Investing and let me know you're out there. Now, here's what I want to mention to you, and this is kind of like what people should feel like the crime of Wall Street of all time, keeping me in the money market when I shouldn't be there. Now, what's the biggest single fear that we hear about every day, the thing that's going to take our country down, the thing that's going to beat us up, the thing that's going to end it all? Well, it's debt. Too much debt. You hear it every single day. The country can't survive. The country can't survive. Blah, 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 blah. Now, in this week's Time magazine, there's a great article on page 34 by Zachary Carabel, and what he talks about is something to dovetail on what Bill Staton was just talking about. Because of the interest rate environment right now, the country spends at least or less to service the debt this year than any time during the 80s or 90s, where we experienced a Dow that went from 1,000 to 10,000. So what did I just say? We're actually spending less to service our debt as a country than we were in the 80s and 90s. Where else do you hear this? We're talking about absolute numbers with a $1 trillion deficit and $1 trillion this. Folks, you have to look at not only the debt side, but you have to look at the asset side.
And individuals should operate with a balanced budget. I mean, we can't print money like governments do. But corporations and countries do not have a lifetime end to them. They're able to actually run. Oftentimes, even the best companies, the strongest companies, and Bill was talking about, you know, Johnson & Johnson and Walmart, these companies are currently issuing billions and billions of dollars of debt at ridiculously low rates. With that money, they're making acquisitions, they're buying back stock, they're increasing their dividend. This is one of the greatest corporate opportunities that you've ever seen. Bill talked about Johnson & Johnson issuing 2% bonds. I believe IBM issued a bond, at a 10-year bond, at less than 1%. Now, if somebody came to me and said, Jordan, how much money would you like to borrow at 1%? Well, I'd borrow, frankly, as much money as they would allow me to. Now, the fact is, if the U.S. government wanted to reduce their debt, think about, for example, a real estate guy who finds himself in too much debt. What does he do? He sells a building. I know we're not going to do this. We have no need to do it. But just give me an idea. What would Yosemite National Park get if someone was trying to sell it in the government? You understand that the amount of value on the asset side on the page is what you have to look at. So if I told you that there was this guy, this poor guy down in Florida with a $4 million mortgage on his house, you'd say the guy's crazy. If I told you he was Shaquille O'Neal and he's making $50 million a year and has $200 million in assets, maybe the $4 million debt on the real estate doesn't mean that much to him. This is what we need to think about. All we hear is a deficit. We hear it actually in a vacuum. Now, let's say that finally gets stripped away and jobs start to come back like I know they will. We're right in the sweet spot of a recovery. Well, then people turn around and say, well, wait a second, wasn't the Dow 6,500 just a couple years ago, and now it's up at 11 and 12,000? I mean, I can't invest now. Now I have to wait for a pullback. And this is the comedy that repeats itself that I've seen happen for 25 years as a professional. Bill's talking about a different style of company, America's Finest. I love the concept. My concept, as you know, is the Magnet Method. It's even a little bit more discriminating, less focused on dividends, more focused on the pure market leaders growing at ridiculous amounts. And that doesn't last forever. Stocks cannot stay in our portfolio 5, 10, 15 years. They rotate much faster than that. But it's my style. It doesn't mean it should be your style. What you'll have the ability of next week is not only to see my style of investing, but 8 or 9 other wonderful, experienced traders right on a website, see our portfolio, see what we're buying. And if this doesn't interest you, then I think you got to read a different newspaper. You need to watch a different show than what we're watching here. I do believe many people are just well-suited dollar-cost averaging into a low-cost mutual fund and honestly never looking. Folks who listen to the show, folks who've read my newsletters, want more from the market. They want a higher return, and that only comes from, say, the courage and the discipline of running a portfolio with less names, more discriminating, with more careful portfolio management. So this is definitely, definitely the most exciting time I've had in the industry personally in 25 years. We'll have a major product coming out next month allowing people to invest in the most trustworthy companies in America, something for the most conservative, long-term investors, and then we're going to trade the market a little bit harder using the Magnet stock selection process and doing it on the live internet, transparent, and we can't wait for this. So let me just say, I'm not sure where we are in the hour. I think we need to wrap up here right now. We've got announcement after announcement we're going to make. If you want a copy of Magnet Investing, it's complimentary from me. Just send me the email to Jordan at magnetinvesting.com. Let me know you're listening to the show, and let me know also, I'm really interested in whether or not the idea of trading in front of you, trading transparently, is something that interests you. So we have it all, the sweet spot of the economy, the sweet spot of the presidential election. We've had Bill Stanton coming on talking about the most America's greatest companies. But, folks, next week I expect to give you a new phone number, a new email address. And, guys, I can hardly sleep at night. I'm having so much fun. I hope you are, too. Have a great week ahead. And we'll see you right here next week on Voice America Business and Voice America Variety Wednesdays, Trust Across America. Have a wonderful week ahead. Bye now.
Voice America Business Channel would like to thank you for logging on to Magnet Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Tune in each and every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern Time for another exciting hour of Magnet Investing. Right here on the Bottom Line of Business Talk, the Voice America Business Channel.